Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Genesis chapter 24, verses 4 to 7.
Genesis ti edionu enai chichemu enai kosinsun.
This is Abraham speaking.
Well, yeah, Abraham a okasa.
Speaking to his chief servant, and he said, "But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac."
Wase me suma wa komikro meni mifie na wakoko hwehwe ayire ade abrame ba Isaac.
And the servant said unto him, "Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring your son again unto the land from whence thou camest?"
Na me bi so se me kona wo ba no me hunu na me se me ne ba na osi o ma. Obanwa me kwa ma me de wo ba ba ma Isaac akọ wo kuro mu ho bi wa na.
And Abraham said unto him, "Beware thou that thou bring not my son there again."
Na wakachira kwa ni se hweye na wa fa me ba na ansan kokro no so.
"The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke unto me and who swore unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before you, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence."
Na wo nyankopon no ne mekasa wo meje fie ni mekuro mu se fi sasase no so na me hira wo na wasefo ene ebedi sasase su sa nyame nara ebeyi ne bofo ediwanim na wo bekokro no so na wo benya oyire edi abreme ba no.
Father, we pray that you activate your word unto us this morning. Blessed Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus among us. Reveal your will to your people. Jesus. May we be blessed and never be the same. We vow to give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Pachotinasi.
The purpose of our sermon today is to help our singles prepare themselves properly for marriage.
Na enaya semni nyina ni se yebesiesie sijafo ewa ha.
So we are speaking about singles and spiritual choices. Now, this sermon is also supposed to equip you to look out for certain traits in the person that you want to get married to. For those who are already married, this sermon is meant to spare you in the traits we are going to mention so that you advance and develop in them even within the marriage. Let it not be that because you are married, you are relaxed and you are spoiling the marriage instead of building it.
Now,
And then also the purpose of this sermon is to equip parents so that they will know how to guide their children. Sometimes, most times, I dare say, parents do not know the right standards to use in guiding their children. So a lot of the guidance for marriage has fallen, unfortunately or fortunately, on pastors who have assumed the role of parents. But I want to remind you that a fundamental call of a parent is to teach and to guide and to pray for the children so that they have good marriages.
Na asema ye be ken ni bi o mabeya mu adama wo fo a wo mu wo e ma wo ma se se bi a wo ba ne e tu kwan akware mu a wo be hu enioma a wo be prise wo be hu wo ne huka fo nu ma nya wo kwana ka ba fa tena kunu fie sika ba na ade abada bi na ma wo be hu nioma poten a e wo se wo hu e wo wo ba na na se nkita hu dia one nya o pese o ware no enante na wo hu ne wo se wo ye.
Now, marriage must be brewed rightly. If it is not properly brewed, you are going to have a very bad concoction to drink. So Abraham was trying to get a child, a wife for his son Isaac. And he knew that it was his job as a father to pursue that mission and agenda.
Now, when he said, "So, yeah, Jano," and I said, "Obeshisha, eyire diamani bano."
So he called the chiefest of his servants, called Eliezer, and sent him to go and look for a wife for his son Isaac.
And it's in a one if you penny or woman, Eliezer. Now, friend is Sabra. Now, Coco Shay, remember me.
So there are three parties involved in the choice of a marriage: the mother, the father, that's the parents, then a searcher, and an angel. These three must play in your pursuit for a good person to marry.
And until any power on me and son, and I did a continue our remo, and your mamma and your papa, and your cautious shade in a mount and above four.
The mother and father have a role of teaching the children, because Abraham taught Eliezer where to look for a wife. He set the general boundary and told him, go and look for one within it. And God's word has taught us, our Heavenly Father has taught us, that we Christians must be married to Christians. And as far as the person is a Christian, you are allowed to choose and be free. So the Father has set the general boundary, and you are supposed to choose from within that pool. Don't choose somebody who looks like a Christian. Choose somebody who is a Christian.
Okay.
Are you here with me?
Well, see, I will for ya sudie ni say ya beboa ma ya mano etumi anya okunupa na oyerpa. Na Abraham osuma na kwa no, o chira ni baabi a onko, o se kwa bia say yi eyire an efi ho fabra me ba no. Sara na Christopher so nya me hwehwe say, Christo ni ba wari Christo ni. Ma nko wari obi a onse Christo ni. Why Christoni?
When you have somebody who looks like a Christian, he is a step away from Christianity.
Na se wo mo bia, what is se wo bia wo sunyame a? Na cha se wo nya nu hoye.
They may have the godliness, but once they don't have Christ, you are not encouraged and commanded by scripture to choose a person.
E bia na o ye nyo ma e ye de, na so only Christoni de. Na me a se yen se.
Now, why did Abraham send the chief of the servants? Because he knew what it meant to locate a servant. If you are going to get married, look for somebody who is ready to serve you, and somebody that you are ready to serve. Service in marriage is key to the success of the marriage.
Powerful. Wa se se wo ko ware a hwehwe obi a wo betumi asom no no so asom ho esom ya de a ehia sa wo behwehwe wo wukafo no.
Don't choose somebody that you think has got this, has got that. Look for a person who can and who will. For some people can, but they don't. Look for somebody who can and will serve.
Na sa wo hwehwe obi obi a wukafo a man ka se no wo we no wo we no wo we da bi na mo hwehwe obi a obe pese obetumi o no beba so se obesumu men hwe ade owo nemo se obetumi na obe pese obesumu a e ya de pa.
Let us use biblical criteria for the selection of spouses so that we can have peace in our lives.
Woma yen hwe wonyame asam so nyoma ade ato ho se yen fa nya ade a ye de be hwehwe ye ho kafo amochina ye nyansumbie.
So the servant said to Abraham, what if I locate one and the lady is not prepared to come? Should I send your son back?
Now, akwanu bisa Abraham said, se minya yire na na me se me ne ba na so o ma. Obema me kwa ma me de wo ba na ko ho ana.
Abraham said, be very careful that you don't do that.
Abraham si she ye na wa nya san from so no.
Get somebody who is of my kind, from my kindred. A Christian must marry somebody of the kind, a Christian.
Now Abraham catch and say, "Kwashisha obia ofide busuemu." O Christo ni, I was a wonderful Christo ebusuem.
Then he said, "If the lady is not ready to come, leave her alone." See, so marriage is not an imposition of one person's will on the other. Don't threaten the lady. Don't threaten the young man. I've had a dream, and you were the one in my dream. And I'm telling you that where you are going to suffer. Let him suffer.
Aye.
If you have had a dream, pray that he also dreams. Are you here with me? But don't impose your revelation, your will, and everything on the person. The God who genuinely gave you that dream will work on the person so that everything will flow. Yes, and the lady or the man will be willing. And there's no need for you to issue charismatic threats.
Hallelujah. Well, see, Okacha Akwani says, Sir Obana Siwa Ma Jaino. Naya Christopher, was a sister. Well, yes, to the Masodaye. Oh, now, Mr. Menwaro. Now, Casa, when I was in a bit to our Casa, I'm wearing me now. Come, where you before friends to you. I say, gentlemen, you call Sawan Yamina, where ye are banded the Chira, when Masan Yamina, you Chira Bamano. Now, come, Bamba, yet, who be our Jawasem.
One day, a brother came to me and told me that he was going to propose to a certain sister.
Now, that could be Brabby Bamita was so for me because he will be bad.
And he said he believed that God was leading him to that sister. So he said he has told God that if the sister is the right person, when he goes, the sister should wear, I think he knew a particular dress. The sister should be wearing that particular dress. And that they should give him food to eat as well.
Now I catch you so for. And I'm only on me 2 minutes, so when you come home. Now, because sister, no one says sister, ne yami ame dia dia. Me kono shataye green, esem pabwa red. Mi yesu na mi husa dia na radi. Mama mama dia ni di. Mama mi sanu mama no me husa. Hey, oya na me yere no.
So when this brother went, the lady was wearing that blue dress.
And it was a brother no kwaya husa rabano shataye na. Kola no kaya ni pepe pepe.
The family people were all happy to see him. They gave him food to eat.
Oh, yeah, man, I did it.
And when he was full, you see, when you are full, you speak.
Say, what did you know me?
He spoke and proposed to the lady.
And I see around the pen.
And the lady said, no.
Everyone see daddy away.
He was completely lost. Because the blue dress was working. And the food had been released, but the proposal did not work. What was the reason? In the New Testament, we are led by the Holy Spirit. We don't put these kind of signs to show that something is something. Are you hearing me? The Old Testament people, because they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them, they were allowed. And even with them, you see very scanty cases. I can only remember one as I'm talking now. One classic example, Gideon, who set up a fleece. And if you read the story very well, he did not need any fleece. He should just have believed the word of God. Okay, but God granted him. Now, you cannot use that as a basis. Let him say this. And when he sees me, let him say, or let her say, hi, baby, or something like that. When you do all those things, you are playing games. You are playing games that may lead you to disappointment. There are scriptural steps and there are scriptural traits to look out for. And when you are biblical, you get biblical results. When you play games, they play games with you.
Hi.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
The brother was playing games. They played games with him. And he got married to someone else, and he is happy, he's blessed, he's moving on with his life. The sister who wore that blue dress, I don't know if she still has the blue dress. But the point I'm making is that don't set these fleeces. They are not New Testament ways that God guides his people.
Hallelujah. Was he a pamphu from Nyamidi Nisusu Krukrashayimu? Now, Pam down down when I give you a payer, so I said, strap off for say, I'm passing your missing me, Quinji, Mingle Israel for any man, you say. Now, Pam for Fremon, the Antisa, Nanquaya, why do you send a milkway? Say, Mekona Soka say, hi, baby, hi, sweetie, and just say, one more, you feel what you know, when you're Miss Sukun, Kunya, woman, and I'll quench on your media to her side, find nothing to share, a kuna nay, you know, and then I fast on a man, yes, I'll give you a dear nibby. Me kona oye se ya chese se. Me kona shatare we ya neye se. Me fasa mobra.
So Abraham said, the angel, God will send his angel ahead of you.
Now Abraham kacha ni se. Onyamebe suma na bo form we di ukai.
There are angels involved in the choice of life partners.
Na onyakupo bo fobi wo ha. Omu chanye ma ye tumi hu.
They operate under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If you don't rely on the Holy Spirit and the supernatural, this is where people say all the good men are finished, all the good women are finished, I can't see anybody. But when the Holy Spirit leads you, your wife may be in a place like China.
Hey.
You see, but the Holy Spirit will command an angel, and the angel will move the lady from China to even Takradi here. Is it possible?
It is.
Yeah, so instead of saying all the good people are finished, rely on spiritual ways of choosing. Doug, to lead me to the right person, lead me to the right man, the right woman, and his angel will guide you. You'll be surprised. He will guide you. And then you get your Rebecca if you are an Isaac.
The woman said, maybe one don't cast a map up and nasa, a mamma papa and nasa. When Yami on Yami and Wuyahu, now also above for it to me, and you know, and I'm so conquer what then so. And to me, ya, pia, pia, coffer, walk up for the bro. A bet to me about say, wow, what now? I walk up for China, or cut China, Casa. And not think Yami to me, Bibiana was so be pure Ghana, a bay to my Ghana. Na usiana won chunhai na awarensam na yaden ekoso.
So generally, if you're a Ghanaian, marry a Ghanaian or marry somebody with similar cultural setup, because the differences in culture also can be very turbulent for marriages sometimes.
It is awo ya Ghanaian ya so we betumi a ware wonyon ku Ghanaian ya na se obi a wuti ne ne culture.
So when the servant went on the journey, and he was a praying servant, as he was working, he was praying that God will make his journey prosperous and bless his master and his servant Isaac with the right woman. The woman that the servant got for Isaac was called Rebecca or Becky. There were certain things she showed in the whole process of the selection and after, and I'm going to extract that to help us to focus on some of those three, because the father believed in God. The servant was prayerful about it. The angel of the Lord went ahead of him. So the choice that was made, the traits that are highlighted in the book of Genesis chapter 24 are for our consumption. And it's one of the very good chapters to read if you are single and you want to choose Genesis chapter 24. So I'm going to extract some of the verses there, and then we will be rounding up very soon.
Ye ba besue bibia fisa Genesis akwento ya akwento ni ehu ni se eja no ye onyamisum ni akwa no su ye obi ano akwento akọ na obo mpa ye obo fo su di nanim enokoko hu oba no enu me bi su oba ni inedi no e ka bo mu ma ohu se bibia la ye pe iti ye be chrechre ni e wo se ye hwe wo sa disue.
The person you want to marry must be a sendable person, somebody you can send. People who are not sendable are difficult to be married to. If you read Mark chapter 3 verse 14, Jesus himself chose based on this principle.
Yes, did I
say Matthew? Mark chapter 3, verse 14.
Mark.
The Bible says that he ordained 12 that they should be with him. The person you marry, for emphasis, might have been with the Lord, should be with the Lord, should be in Christ, must be a Christian.
I was so yo bia or yenya minipa anase or sumunyame na owunyamimu.
He ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach.
Na okase was na dumienu nengo na omaka no ho na watumi asuma omo so omko kan asem no.
A good marriage partner is sendable.
Na obi biara obeye hoka for papa ni obi a wosuma na.
Must be somebody who knows you so well that when you send him or her to do something for you, can get the thing done exactly.
I was so be a wouldn't even now cause him pampan so be a sawusumana. I dear waka se waka chen is on your nobe and pepe pama.
It's very, very amazing, but if somebody has not been with you and you send the person to do something for you, you can easily be in trouble.
Na se obi entina uhunche na usumana wan show ya sumana obe sumano no obe ya dia wumpe.
Because when the person gets to the spot, there may be a complication about the situation.
Ebi a wusumana baby obe dunubia.
And the person can make a choice for you based on what he thinks, and
now,
that can land you into trouble.
Now, obekwa kohuno, obetumi atena ho ayi bibia ebefa nia wo hu no ho obetumi make choice bi na eno betumi aye ahawa na edi ye die bebrew.
I don't know, but I'm sure that many married people, if you send your wife, let's say there's a buffet of food available in a wedding, and you ask your wife to get you some food, she is likely to bring you the food that you like.
Now, me fan say, ekunya yiri makwa ye frase na buffet aduane ya sese ko di wadi o die. Na bia, ekun wa suma wo yiri so onye aduane mrewa. Ohwe aduane nduduo ni nyina mu a obeyi aduane a wo pe no dia brew.
But if you send any nice Christian sister in the church, let's say I send Sarah, she is likely to bring something that I don't like.
Now, Sebia,
is it not true?
True. Was suma o Christo ni babia to say sister Sarah, obetumi akoyi aduane bi onope, ono na dwebaya ne se ope e dia brew.
So I'm using this to say that the person you send must be somebody who knows you well. So why marry somebody that you don't know, has not been with you, doesn't know you? Why do you want, oh pastor, when I saw her now, I felt that, don't do such things. So when you saw her, you felt what? I felt that she was the one. How did you know? You see, that feeling that you have is an initial invitation for further discoveries that will confirm or otherwise reject what your initial feel. I don't believe in love at first sight in that respect. I believe that it's an invitation to further discoveries that will consolidate your feeling and upon which you must proceed. And you cannot see somebody and say, she's wearing a nice tekua and the way she's dressing, when I saw her now, I just fell in love. No, stop those things, because those are the things that lead us into trouble. They are games. They are games. Marriage is not a game. It's not ludo, it's not oware. Marriage is a serious business. You need to do the right calculation. And I'm saying that the person might have been with you. And when the person has not been with you, please don't propose anything to the person. Just be friends and be with the person for a while, so that when you send the person, she can get you what you want. Even if the right thing is not there, she will get you the right alternative and you'll be okay.
Anything you can say, Abrantie. Who are Baba Yoya? What dress your front to my body? Kusa Sera. Who want to see me? Who are Rabeni? The Duku Pet. The one you know was so me so for Obanani. So for see just some colors. Someone else I say. Who now who ne kiki umwa? And what you say? Baby one mu. Now she has yes a wool chum. Say Rabeni say ready the Duku Yoya wine. A dear no one umwa me pani ni amempe. And what you ne kiki umwa na ukiki umwa. Yawa jin se eya na monwa wu be tupia shusho me hu se ababa yoy oya na wonye na se wonya hu ya so so fo we de me hu ka fo ni wonya me ya kire me se de we kiki mi no enti bibia da mu a osi jan eya ware ni hu komio se ye na hase e esa se nya no na be kire se wo be ware na na wo ware no se ware enye ludu enye ware enye gurdie na we kiki ba ko pa osi me ko ware no hweni ye.
And if you are married, allow your husband to send you and allow your wife to send you. You must still be sendable. The second thing you must look out for. Verse 46 of Genesis chapter 24. The first part of verse 46. She must be, he must be a person who is willing to serve.
I was so you be a why crowd yourself as soon.
The man had requested for money, for water, and listen to what happened. And she, Rebecca, made haste and let down her pitcher or pot from her shoulder and said, drink, drink. She was willing to serve.
Na emra akuano okodu sanso no ohu Rebecca no okache Rebecca se oma ni nso ni binonum babo mayati ase se ntampanara na Rebecca yi nso ni fi na beti no disi ho se papa num nso no num num ni abenu.
She made haste to give the water to the man.
Odi America no odi nso no ema papa no.
When your husband asks for his food,
na se ukuru ebisa for na duane a,
make haste to bring the food.
Fabrica tu ona fa na duane ko ma no.
I said make haste to bring the
Fabrica
food.
Fabrica ona fa na duane ko.
Let's look at verse 24 again.
Mama yanko aduanan aduonu na ho.
When Rebecca was asked for water, she said, verse 46 again if you can. She said, I will give your camels water as well.
Na emra papa ni bisa
He said, I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. Do you know why I'm relating this to hard work? Because camels drink a lot of water. And there were in this contest 10 camels to give water to. And the well was such that Rebecca had to go down and come up. Go down and come up. And that itself is work. So a woman with a pitcher on the shoulder fetching water for 10 camels. For 10 camels, you can only imagine the number of times you went up and down. And I asked myself, how many liters make 1 gallon? Because I like to work with gallons. I don't like these liters and things like that. And I realized that 4.5 liters make 1 gallon. When you divide 104 liters by 4.5, you get about 23 gallons. And I don't know the size of the pitcher, how many times she could provide. If one camel was that thirsty and can drink 104 liters at a go like that, and she was giving water to 10 camels to drink, I can only imagine. I can only imagine the kind of work that she had to go through. But she did it willingly. That's a marriage material, a hard-working person. Look for a hard-working man, look for a hard-working woman. If you are married, keep working hard. That's how the marriage is going to work.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, sister, what we will hook up for, we will be a or yet you may say Rebecca. Or say politanima sa memwan numia momo ebubo fine. Or kwasu ya 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 anti sawa ware. Now we yet you my dear kosua ye ebema wa warrior no ak aye de. Sa wo ya obiso fena won to an amawa shisha wobia.
Number four, you must look for somebody who is ready to cleave to you. There are some people, their marriages, I want to describe it as a third party marriage. There is a third unseen, unknown voice that is speaking to one of the spouses. So when the two of them decide on something, the third voice is introduced to the issue and he brings in a different variant
opinion.
But in verse 58 of Genesis chapter 24, after they had done what we will call engagement in the Laban house, the man Bethel or so, after they had done it, the man said, I want to go with Rebecca. Then Laban and the father said, let her stay for about 10 days. The man said, God has blessed my journey. Don't delay me. So they said, let us ask the lady. And so they asked the lady, and they called Rebecca and said unto her, will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go.
Hey, now I say, one more year, baby, area, no, go, if you can't deal about now, I read no. And now, Papa, will also overcome, who no more call. No, we see Debbie. And I'm say, oh, Papa, what to quire a quartin wabba dear warrior? It is drank a crack. Or send me Pamucha Debbie. When you're mere sham acquaint to Intia was a meco. And I'm say, okay. Yam Missa Rebecca San Yambia or no Wabaquana. No, I'm say, Auntie Rebecca, me Pacho Bebre, Papa, what the world costs our mind so. Aqua warrior, Brantibi, Wabaco was the honey.
When you marry, you must prepare to go with your man.
Now, so we are here. Your crowd also won't walk up for Nobeko.
That's the way it is.
Sanity.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank. Takradi.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.